investigative journalist Elizabeth Lane has gotten smoking gun evidence that what we're being told about Tyler Robinson and Charlie Kirk's assassination is not true. An exclusive information coming up next segment. But I noticed without even looking, when I say that, I mean, there must be 10 times more, that I saw four different so-called Army Special Operations people who we all know are actually CIA in the last 2 weeks on national TV saying, I'm demoralizing the troops. Well, no, I'm telling the truth, not demoralizing them. The troops know. But I've been contacted by a lot of people in just the last week saying we appreciate you. And the good news is the military knows Trump's gone south and it's being passed through all the ranks now, not by the leftists, but by real patriots that get ready to not follow orders. So as bad as this is, know that that's going on. Of course, as usual, I'm being blamed for it. When it's Trump that did this. The military listens to me and they already know I know what I'm talking about. I'm not telling them what to do. They just hear me on air saying what I already know and they know, and that validates them. So I'm not demoralizing the military or the intelligence agencies. I'm validating them. We got 3 minutes left with Victor Boot. You want to make some key points here in closing. Thank you so much, Victor Boot.
Look, I'm just trying again to repeat, you know, my observation, what I think really can or should happen, because if Trump behaved this way and he don't care about his rating plummeting, that he lost and destroyed MAGA movement, eventually he deciding there would be no election. Well, that's number one. Second reasonable point, if you have no election, you cannot just stop on this, you know, as a first step. You need to do the second. Then you need to remove all the and shut down all freedom of speech and remove voices like you, Alex, like Tucker Carlson, like anybody else who are criticizing them, who rooting for the you know, real American interest, who rooting for the peace, who rooting for development, who looking to rebuild America, you know, and to have a decent relation with everybody and peacefully live and trade. And after these two happens, then the only remaining points will be it's just, you know, completely dismantle justice system. And then you have a complete control of everything, complete prison system, because you cannot go and seek a justice in a court, independent court. And that would be end of the, you know, freedoms, end of the democracy, and this would be beginning of new neo-federalism era. And I guess in this level, Trump is just performing for what he was put by the forces, globalists, to this position. And all his rhetorics, it was just a, you know, whatever, you know, fool everybody up, you know, oh, believe me, let's go there, you know, I'm so good. There is no any more foreign wars. Apparently, there is more foreign wars. There is more attack and death all over the world because Trump has a very short temper to stop them. But question is whether anybody believes that it's only his temper or this is a very well planned, you know, for long time globalist agenda. That's my, you know, thoughts about this.
No, I think that's what it is, and they're just using Trump as the front. Sorry, go ahead.
Correct. He is a very good, you know, front figure, the stooge. With his age, we can always dump him like they use the, you know, Obama, the Biden. Okay, who cares? Because he don't remember how to call them. Well, this is a sharp contrast. Look on the Trump. He's smart. He remembering everything. He knows where he is. You know, he's not forgetting the stuff. But end of the day, he's doing exactly the same what the globalists want from him. And that's the main issue. This is where we all have to, you know, understand this reality. And only when we understand this reality, we can think and figure out together how we can, you know, fight these evil forces. Because right now, we're really like in biblical time, you know, the good fighting against evil. And if we lose it, it's end of humanity in this planet.
Incredible. Hope we can talk to you again next Tuesday and we're not all blown up. That'll be the last show at InfoWars and we'll be at the Alex Jones Network. Victor Boot, have a great week and God bless you and thanks for the time. We really respect it.
Thank you.
We have two new products at thealexjonestore.com that are guaranteed to work and deliver healthy results.
One is Ultimate Energy. It's very simple. High-quality fusion of organic caffeine that is time-released, then with a very strong dose of high-quality L-theanine that relaxes you and gives you clarity and focus. A lot of people take it for tests. They also take caffeine. You take the two together, it gives you smooth, continual release energy for up to 10 hours. A fabulous product, Ultimate Energy. And then, when it's nighttime and it's time to chill, Ultimate Chill, a big dose of L-theanine and a big dose of ashwagandha root that gives you rest, relaxation, and better, deeper sleep. That's also great for your immune system and your whole body. Good, clean energy and good, clean sleep. These two products together are amazing, and they're now available at thealexjonesstore.com. While you're there, get the Ultramethylene Blue, get our incredible iodine, T3, bovine colostrum, and so much more at thealexjonesstore.com, funding the Second American Revolution worldwide and taking the globalist on head-on. Information we cover is not number one, it's everything. This is not some political genre. This is a fight for civilization and our very lives. You hear all these movies about coaches and stuff get out there and win, and they don't care, and they come together, and it's triumphant. That's for a game. But we recognize that because we're supposed to be able to come together and do great things. So the system goes, oh, you go out and do a children's thing. You go out and play a sport. That's where you put your manhood. That's who we honor. That's who we admire. Then they even take that away from you and put men and women sports. It's all about taking every human institution and destroying it.
That was sweet, huh? Did you like that? Yeah!
So you watch these coaches in games, especially the playoffs, and they're just, oh, they're all, everybody looks at the coach. That's good. It's how a man's supposed to act. He really cares. He's got the numbers, the facts. He knows the other side. He's on the ball. Because you're supposed to do that in life and business and culture and health and with your relationship with God. You're supposed to act like that about the real world, like Trump and Elon Musk are. Instead, these evil little nerds who weren't in the cool club and hate everybody, and they love passive-aggressive murder. It thrills them to know they're growing spike protein in everyone and killing everyone and making money off of it while they do it, and we're too stupid to figure it out. And you look at that photo with Fauci, like, holding Hotez. And Hotez, when he's on TV, like, he'll be laughing new pandemics. Trump will have it crashing down. He won't stop us. Your children need more shots. You don't think they don't know what it's doing? They did it on purpose. And so you've seen FBI chief counsel in Connecticut go, yeah, we wouldn't start the lawsuits on Jones. You've seen the CIA, FBI undercover videos are like, yeah, we couldn't take him out criminally. We investigated him and found out he didn't do anything wrong. And yeah, under, you know, national security. So we went and set all this up and ran PR about him and demonized him with stuff he never did so we could then do this. They did that to America. They did that to families. They did that to God. They did that to X and Y chromosome. They're attacking it all because it's in the way of their devilish plan. It's to kill, steal, and destroy.
Alex Jones. Tomorrow's news today.
All right, I want to say something here before we go to our guest, Elizabeth Lane. I saw this break yesterday. Candace Owens got the exclusive from her. She lives in Utah. Great investigative journalist. I've interviewed her here. She's interviewed me over the years. Followed her work for years. Huge interviews, Tucker Carlson, you name it. She's going and covering the trial. And she was able to get from someone that was able to record her conversation. Some of the family members talking about, yeah, we don't believe the official story. We think he's innocent. We don't believe that gun, any of it. Just amazing. And, you know, she's got more to talk about here today. But this is a big deal. But I want to be clear about Candace Owens. I was one of the first to ever interview her. Paul Watson was our reporter. Then I had her on. She came to Austin, thought she was a great lady. I guess, I don't want to say I was in denial, but I saw the trans movement say we're going to kill Kirk when he comes to town. I saw them say he'll be dead when he gets here. I saw the crowd jump up and cheer when Charlie got shot, and the famous operative jump up and say, I did it, so that the, quote, shooter could escape. And you see so much trans violence, I thought, well, that makes sense. But then I was open to everything else, and then I was investigating stuff that Candace was just going through investigation. I get that, the Egyptian planes and then the Mitch Snow stuff, and I wasn't saying there weren't people involved outside of Tyler Robinson. I broke 6 days after the Cash Patel was in the meeting. I got this from White House people that were afraid to put it out. It was confirmed months later. The Patel said, you're not looking, Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent, at foreign involvement, that led to Israel, by the way. I learned that later. It was just foreign involvement then, or anybody helping. So we were saying clearly there's a cover up, and I just got off on a rabbit trail because when I said, hey, this Egyptian thing isn't right, this isn't right, I got attacked by pissed off people, and I took it personal and went down the path of proving I was right about Egyptian planes in Fort Huachuca, which obviously I was. I don't have 12 colonels meeting to do a hit the day before. It's not how it works. But that doesn't mean that there isn't a cover up that Tyler Robinson was basically a setup or a patsy like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh. It doesn't mean that the 30-odd six bullets, you know, don't go through necks. And so I kind of got caught in a thing of my really own construction, also her surrogates attacking me and saying you're a Mossad agent and all that crap. But it was just a rabbit hole. It was a rabbit trail. It was a distraction. But in the last few months, Mark Levin threatening Tucker and people and saying, you'll get it. Your little Pox show, we'll take you off the air. Jonathan Greenblatt, who's now got it where anybody that criticizes Israel is banned from coming to the U.S. or the World Cup, saying we need to use the same energy of exploding pagers that we used against Hamas, against Americans. I mean, I can play the clips. Calling for nuclear war, Israel literally trying to take over our domestic policy, not just foreign. You know me, folks, I don't have some hard on for Israel, but now that Israel's come into the power vacuum to control our country, it really is true. Via Netanyahu. You have all the former intelligence chiefs over there saying he's horrible. I'm not trying to blame Israel in general. And I don't do that to not get Israel to attack me. I try to be fair. But it was just so horrible that our government could be involved in a cover-up and involved that I'll admit it, I couldn't believe it. Because so much good was done previously before Trump took this bad turn the last 9 months and 7 months ago when Charlie got killed. And I didn't put connections to later. I went and checked my text and my phone records. He called me first and thanked me for opposing the Iran war during Midnight Hammer 9 months ago and said, keep it up, it's having an effect. They want us to get this full war. You know, the warmongers, the neocons, the Israel lobby. And then he called me right before he got killed and said, keep it up, like a month before, on Epstein. It needs to come out. It's the right thing. There's forces here trying to cover it up. You're having an effect. Keep it up. And his text messages are out, him telling other people that. So Charlie really was doing this. They're going to say, oh, Joe Kent's a liar. He didn't tell him that. Charlie was on record saying, we don't want this Iran war and we need to expose Epstein. And he was very powerful. And now they released the text messages that Candace Owens told the truth, that the Israel lobby was on his ass and threatening him. So I think they're the prime suspects in that because they've been such funders of him. And he was totally pro-Israel, which I've never been wanting to get rid of Israel. Now that Israel wants a greater Israel and drag us into total war, I don't want to get rid of Israel, but I want to get rid of them controlling us. So I want to play this short Candace Owens clip where she airs Elizabeth Lane clip that she got from someone else that recorded her conversation in the courthouse. And you need to follow her at elizabethlane.co. Also her on X. We'll put that URL up. And she's on YouTube as well. This is groundbreaking work. And she can also talk about the fact that she's been talking to a lot of folks there and wherever she wants to go with this as far as she wants to go. Here, I know she has a lot of sources and things. We'll let her be in control of the conversation. But here's the clip of Candace Owens talking about Elizabeth Lane's information and the recording she gave her that someone else recorded. Here it is.
Anyway, first things first, a sleuth contacted me from the courthouse of a Tyler Robinson hearing. They had recorded, they were able to record Tyler Robinson's grandfather while he was having a conversation with the reporter, Elizabeth Lane. Now, out of courtesy, I did alert Elizabeth Lane that I was sent this and that I was in possession of the recording and that I intended to use it. She said that she had already sort of spoken about her conversation with him. So I think we are in the all clear here. But apparently there was a break during the hearing and someone was lingering behind Tyler's grandfather and group of people as he spoke to Elizabeth. And what he has to say is quite interesting. And foremost, before we play it, I want to just say that his presence in general should interest you. Right? Because we have been told by many liars on the internet that Tyler Robinson's family does not support him. To the contrary, they turned him in, remember? They recognized Grandpa's gun on the news. Dad or Mom recognized Grandpa's gun on the news. Which is weird because the news did not actually release a photo of Grandpa's gun. They just released a photo of something similar. Anyways, the story goes, according to the liars, that they then convinced him to turn himself in. They think their son's guilty. They're going to testify against him. Now, I have told you from the very beginning that that is simply not true, that his father does not believe that he did it. His grandmother has spoken to journalists, and she said that she does not believe that he did it. rather. And also, I should say, Sheriff Brooksby did admit that rather the truth is that Tyler Robinson was essentially coerced to go in. Right. We can do this the easy way or we can do this the hard way sort of a situation. He and his family were told that they were going to make an arrest either way. And if he didn't want the SWAT team or whoever it is that comes in to bang down the door and hold him, hold a weapon to his face and put his parents at risk, then he better do things the easy way. Like I said, the question here is, what does his grandfather think? Because he knows that gun. It's his gun, right? It's a family heirloom. It is his gun, or was his gun, before it was passed down to Tyler Robinson. So he knows that weapon better than anyone. Let's take a listen. And of course, I'm accounting for sound. We've tried to use AI, bring the voices up and get rid of the background sound. Here's what his grandfather had to say briefly at the hearing.
Some have a stash of famous.
Oh, they did? A crappy good art.
This is nice.
Yeah. What are you guys for Tyler? What are you for Tyler or the other side?
Grandparents.
Oh, your grandparents?
Mm-hmm. I'm really sorry you're going through this.
Yeah, it's tough for you guys.
Yeah, it sucks. We're here to support.
Yeah, we think your grandchild is absolutely brain, but I'm an investigative journalist. So
well, I'm a hundred.
Man, you know, you're gone, so like, I can tell you that you're very right. That's why, yeah.
And my dad was a cop for years.
Yeah.
He showed me all of this.
Yeah, of course, but.
Oh, hold up. Hold up. Granddad says that he is here to support. He's here to support his grandson. It sounds like he is of the same opinion as Tyler Robinson's grandmother, that he did not do this, that he was not capable of doing this. And for clarity, Grandpa asserts that he himself is a hunter, right? He also says that his father, so that would be Tyler Robinson's great-grandfather, was a cop for a while in that town who taught him ballistics. And he says that that is not what a 30-06 would do.
All right, Elizabeth Lane, who lives in Utah, journalist up there, been a guest with us, been in studio, interviewed by her, is up there to give us more on this and more background and more of what she's getting in the courthouse that wasn't recorded by some bystander that got this and gave it to her or was given to Candace, and now she's been pulled into this. She can flesh all this out. I called her this morning. I was about to go on air. She was telling me stuff, but I had to get off and go on air. So just to make sure it's all clear, let her have the floor. Elizabeth, amazing information, because we're told the whole family says he did it and is a total agreement. This flies in the face of that, Elizabeth Lane.
Yes, Alex, well, thank you for inviting me. And yes, well, you heard the grandpa, this narrative that we were fed that, you know, family turned him in and they might even testify against language. That's here. Okay. But yes, grandpa said himself, I know what a 30-06 can do. I'm a hunter. And when I said that I believe, sir, that your grandchild is being framed, he said, I do too. And I believe that he's sincere. In fact, I watched for over 6 hours. I watched this family sit there and support Tyler fully, completely. And they were very much in, you know, on the same wavelengths when it gets to whether they support Tyler or not and what they think. So, yes, I absolutely, with all certainty, can say that grandparents support Tyler. I believe parents believe that he's innocent. So, yes, that narrative is not something I, you know, something that rings true anymore.
Well, I mean, wow, we're told they, you know, all agree he did it. That's the end of it, even though his confession letter to the tranny boyfriend looks like it's written by ChatGPT. Obviously, a 30-06 bullet goes right through your neck at 500 yards, much less 150 yards. So when you're talking to the family, you're there, you say the sense of this, they support him, and getting into this tape, what you make of that coming out, and then and now where you see this going.
So I'm going to say a couple of things. Well, the hearing itself was very informative. I didn't think it was going to be this informative because we had hearings before and I was there and it was mostly mundane and it didn't go anywhere. So we were all waiting for the trial because we know that real things will come out during the trial, right? So defense is not going to showcase their strategy right before the trial. And unlike what most people believe, actually, prosecution is not obligated to hand over everything, you know, every little detail to the defense. What they must do is hand over everything they are accusing Tyler Robinson of. But I don't know if you watched the trial. So there were two main agendas, right? One was to take the cameras out of the courtroom. And another one was continuance. Defense was asking for both. So defense asked to take the cameras out of the courtroom, which was weird to me because I just don't understand why would they want that. The reason was that mainstream media, and not just mainstream media, but also podcasters and, you know, internet is displaying Tyler as a murderer and a psychopath, which is, again, not true. But this was like defense's narrative, maybe to stall the time to so that they have enough time to review all the documents because they were bombarded by like the sheer amount of videos and these files that were dumped to on these people is just incredible. So I'm assuming they just wanted to win time and they were trying to get this, you know, cameras out and kind of trying to stall the process. Also, they said that, which is true, that FBI has not hand over key piece of evidence, key piece of evidence to the defense. And what we're talking about here is something called electronic DNA sample. So what does that mean? They gave defense the results of the DNA test, which means that Tyler Robinson's DNA matched with the towel, with the ballistics, with the gun, with all of that. But what they did not provide is how they got that result, which is very important. Because, I mean, I can say all day that I got the results from A, B, and C. But if you can't show me what tests you did to do so, then am I supposed to just believe you? So now what people are missing is that were they supposed to provide all this evidence right before preliminary hearing? No. By law, they can withhold this evidence before preliminary hearing. So they have to just give it up before the trial. So in a way, what the prosecution is doing is stalling. But what is weird about this is that Erica Kirk asked for a speedy trial. And so did Kesh Patel. If I correctly recall, Kesh said then no stone will be left unturned. And, you know, it was Charlie and everything will be investigated, all that. And they wanted to be done with this case as soon as possible, be efficient. Yet 6 months after, FBI still hasn't given the evidence to the defense. And, you know, what's shocking is that they have not even seen the gun. I mean, defense has not seen the actual gun. And that's, to me, like, I don't know what to make of it. Because if Erica wants a speedy trial that she's been talking in every, you know, every show she goes to, she says that it's my right to have a speedy trial. Great. Well, have it then. You know, you're the victim. You know Kesh Patel really well. Why not call Kesh up and say, what's the holdup with this stuff? I want this guy behind the bars ASAP. Why are you holding the evidence? Just ship it to them. Right?
Well, it's just amazing. Looking at all of this, if Tyler Robinson didn't do it and his family doesn't believe he did it, then... And obviously his lawyers are starting to fight it and, you know, saying the evidence isn't there and all the rest of it. Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he just come out and say not guilty and, you know, I mean, speak out and say this? Because to me, he looks like he's drugged out of his mind when he's up there.
Well, I don't know whether he's drugged out or not, but I know one thing, that if it was me in the defense team, I would be saying, do not speak a word. Because everything you speak and you communicate may be used against you, right? Now, is that the right tactics for the family? No. But that's what they are told because they have, you know, they don't have like the special lawyers that they picked out of best lawyer, you know, 10 best lawyer list or something. They have typical Utah lawyers provided by the state. They are going exactly the route that every very average, I would even say like, weak team would take, and that's your Tyler Robinson's defense crew. So they are telling the family that shut up, like zip it. You can't, at least that's my assumption, you can't talk to anybody because everything you say may be used against us, right? So that's understandable. I would have done the same. It's just to this level, it's kind of weird that Tyler hasn't said anything. I mean, he was just quiet in the court as well, in the room. It's just all out weird. Well, I mean, the defense itself, kind of how they presented the entire case to me looked very weak. They were not prepared. They didn't get what they asked for from the judge. So they've got partially like this camera deal. The judge told them that, well, we'll partially remove the cameras depending on what's going on in the courtroom, right? That's the only thing they got. And they asked for 3 months extra for the continuance, and they didn't get that. So yeah, I mean, the whole thing was really strange and weird, and I can go into the prosecution side of things if you want me to, but yeah.
No, please, you're the one observing it. Please tell us what you've been witnessing.
So it's very odd that prosecution came out and started talking about what kind of evidence they were going to show against Tyler Robinson. But here's what was odd about it. So they said, we have camera that Tyler Robinson showed up day before with his car on the location. We have evidence that Tyler Robinson got up on that roof and fired the shots. We have evidence of him escaping, all of this stuff. But then they go and spend like good 2 minutes talking about, we will see Tyler Robinson's shirt. We will see Tyler Robinson's pants, his shoes, his cap, his glasses. You know, I don't understand why they needed this. You can just say you will see very
clear
faces.
Yeah, by the way, I've talked to FBI agents, former ones, current. When they have stuff like that, they put it out front. They want to tank the jury. This thing about they hold it
back,
they never do that. So the fact that they tell the judge, oh, we have all this without showing it, very suspicious.
Well, the suspicious part to me is the clothes. Like, they didn't say we have his face. Like, they didn't say, you know what? We have his face. He's on it. Like, it's a done deal. Like, he's guilty, right? They went on talking about his clothes. I mean, if you have the dude on the camera, right, then you have him. We don't need to know what particular shirt you have, what particular shoes you have. We'll see it, but the reason they went into it, because I suspect that when the trial day comes, and if that even comes, because I also suspect that they will make a deal before that, but if trial, we will see the trial day one day, they will show us some guy, a guy, going with Tyler's clothes up on the roof, shooting the gun, running away, but I suspect that we will not see Tyler's face. And that is why they took their sweet time to explain that they have the shirt and, you know, pants and all that. Just say you have his face. We're good. Just say you have his face and he's guilty, you know? But yeah, they took that extra sweet time. And another thing I wanted to talk about is they are, you know, some people said that this is a tactic. They are not giving the evidence because they want defense to have as little time as possible, so they can't prepare like good enough defense against their case. Okay, well, I guess they're willing to risk millions of dollars that Tip USA is losing right now and Erica Kirk's reputation, you know, because people are watching Candace, me and others. Like, I guess they're willing to risk all of that for that tiny little evidence that they have not provided. Like, why? Put this video out that you're talking about, that this guy, you know, shot Charlie Kirk, and Candace's show is done. Mine, everyone else's, and we'll say, you know what?
We'll be right back. There's obviously a cover-up. We'll talk about it straight ahead. So, CIA declassified documents last week, Operation Artichoke, to poison vaccines, food supply, and the water to dumb us down and make us controllable. Now new documents about ESP control, how we're really electrochemical systems, liquid crystals, and the pineal gland, and how most people have microscopic to actual large worm infestations, not just from cats, you name it, like Kennedy has one in his brain, and they didn't tell the public most cancer, breast cancer, brain cancer is worms. Now, this is all over the place. Joe Rogan talks about it, I have for years. But here it is. Scientists and doctors figuring out now, the CIA knew in 62 that dewormers could reverse most cancers and didn't tell the public. That's mass murder. Here it is.
My parasite medications work against cancer cells. And it turns out that the parasites use mitochondrial substrate level phosphorylation in the tissue. And these embendazole, fenbendazole kill these parasites. So I tried it on the cancer cell. And sure as hell, it targets the mitochondrial substrate and glycolysis. So we have a mechanism now why parasite medications are working. But cancer is not a parasite. All these people say, oh, cancer is a parasite. It's not a parasite. Parasites and tumors use a common metabolic pathway. And a drug that works against parasites can be very effective against cancer. And that's what we begin to see, especially under nutritional ketosis.
So to be clear, the anti-parasite drugs cut off the same mechanism in cancer, but we now know and have known that a lot of cancers from parasites, it's double good. And I don't sell that, but you can buy it online. And my medical doctor told me years ago, take this once a year as a regimen. I do. That's important information you might want to write down, folks, okay? All right. Ladies and gentlemen, you can look it up. Go to the UN Zone website. They admit it. Over 2 billion people have cognitive disabilities because they do not have enough iodine. In the 20s, they found this house where put in the salt, IQs went up about 20 points on average, 15, 20 points. Well, we have the very best atomic iodine in the world, has been available in several years, ladies and gentlemen. But we have the original X2 back, but even stronger, pure atomic. Atomic isn't radioactive. It means it's on the periodic table. It is absolutely pure. And I mix that with ultra methylene blue that is also on record good for your pineal gland and reversing the calcification, the rest of it. Your Doc Chambers on, medical doctor, special forces colonel, army colonel. And I said, what do you think methylene blue? He goes, oh, I've been on this since 2004. When I got blown up in Iraq, I had brain damage because it blew away the sheath that's on my nerves. So I did research and found out that they had studies going back over 100 years on methylene blue helping regrow the sheaths on your nerves and all the rest of it. Well, we've got the best methylene blue, and I just mixed the iodine with the methylene blue with this water. I'm going to drink this, and this is pure rocket fuel. So good for your body. Essential iodine with methylene blue together is amazing. Pretty scary looking, too. So, by the way, the new product is supposed to be available right now at theelvishowstore.com is T3. It's X2 back even better at theelvishowstore.com. So for all the fans that wanted it, everybody that wanted to get it, we have had it for over a year. It is back, reborn, like the Phoenix, even stronger. Exclusively available through our sponsor, theelvishowstore.com. But regardless, our methylene blue, our iodine is the best, and it does so many other things. Libido, stamina, energy. It skips the oxidation process in the cells. The methylene blue and iodine works very similarly, and they go together like a horse and carriage. Get them both now. There's also another big sale as well at thealexshowstore.com, and I thank you for your support.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're on back to Elizabeth Lane here in a moment, but look at this New York Post headline. Furious Alex Jones vows to fight takeover of InfoWars by The Onion. They were caught in a fraudulent auction, got kicked out of federal court. The judge said it looked like it was criminal, but wouldn't say it was criminal. And here they are trying to take this operation over. And it says, Jones did a passion plea for listeners to buy products at thealexshowstore.com, which isn't part of my estate, funds the new network. Yeah, we need funds to continue to fight. The Onion CEO says he had a deal to buy InfoWars and grand designs beyond owning Alex Jones. They say, they filed a year and a half ago, that we will own his name. The 13th Amendment no longer exists. He is our slave. That got shot down in federal court. Now they're trying in state court. This is insane. So, yes, I need you to buy the supplements. They're great. The T-shirts, all of it, at thealexjonesstore.com. The InfoWars apparel, it'll be limited edition if we get shut down. This is all coming down. 32 years of fighting right now. I can't do it without you. I need your support. We've survived so much, it becomes kind of a passe deal. Oh, Jones has survived so much. Well, we'll see on the 30th. We're here on the 1st. They're turning everything off. But what they can't do, since we're still on appeal, is hand it over to somebody. That's why the courts, federal and state, have said you can't do a sale. So they're leasing it to them, to, quote, come in the building. The scumbags are on TV, national news, with Rachel Maddow saying, we're moving. They already say they're here. They're not. They said it a year and a half ago. They're liars. So support us at thealexjonesstore.com. That's not part of InfoWars. When they announced they owned us a year and a half ago, it killed sales 76%. Never came back. We started bigly right around that time, saying, hey, that's not owned by me. They can't get that. So that's where we are. But it's just, it's absolutely crazy what links these people will go to. And I tell you, as soon as I exposed Trump 3 weeks ago, I'd already been critical of him. All hell broke loose to these known leftist operatives, Mockingbird Media. Let me tell you, they're not just liberals, folks. They are three-letter agencies all the way. So stand with me now, folks. Stand for your own future. I need your support. I need your word of mouth. I need your prayers. You should take this interview and share it as well. Your prayers, your financial support, your word of mouth. You're the Paul Revere's. Take action now. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, Elizabeth Lane wanted to start getting into the prosecution. She's been at these trial. She's been at these hearings. She's been there and just, you know, interviewing the grandpa where he says he doesn't buy the official story, the gun, any of it. We're told they all buy into it. I'm told a whole bunch of the family doesn't buy into it. It's about to go public from other sources. But here we have a clip of the prosecution. This is a week ago or so, revealed that UVM cameras, university, captured Tyler Robinson going to the sniper's perch, taking the shot at Charlie Kirk, and then running away in a wooded area. Well, I've talked to FBI agents, current and former, not just Carl Serafin. They would always, Tucker talked to his sources, put something like this out, smoking gun proof. But exactly. they don't. Here's the clip, and I want Elizabeth Lane to respond to it. She was there in the courtroom when this was said. Here it is.
He then leaves the campus. UVU surveillance then captures him return later. He returns on foot right before the Charlie Kirk event. He's wearing a disguise of sorts. He's wearing a baseball cap, different baseball cap, pulled low. He's got sunglasses on, a different shirt, different pants, but the same Converse shoes. That's all seen in the surveillance. He's limping because there's a rifle down his pants. The surveillance captures this individual. Again, I don't want to overstate the evidence because the pictures of his face at this time are not as definitive as they were earlier because of the sunglasses and the hat. But it captures his face, captures his appearance, his height, his build, all consistent with how he looks earlier in the day and how he looks today in court. But he makes his way to the rooftop, makes his way to the sniper's perch on the rooftop, takes the shot, and then runs to the northeast, drops off the building, and runs to the northeast of campus into a wooded area. That's all captured on video.
So, I'm a guy that knows the trans cult does this, so I'm like, yeah, I see that. I've been open-minded. But why did Kash Patel, confirmed, we broke it, order and get Trump to agree that Tulsi Gabbard and Joe Kent would not look into foreign connection evidence they had or accomplices domestically? Why would you do that? I talked to TPUSA high level to talk to Kash Patel. And Kash's like, well, maybe they knew, but we can't prove it. We don't want to have a case that fails. Oh, yeah, right. Now you've just proven the group. So there is a cover-up. What is the cover-up? Do you agree with that statement, Elizabeth Lane? And what have you witnessed in the prosecution?
Yeah, I mean, first of all, yes, I agree. There's a cover-up. There's no doubt that there's a cover-up. But the reason you saw this particular prosecutor go and tell you how there's going to be a cap and glasses and shoes again, he needs this because he doesn't have a face. So it could be anybody. It could be Lance Twiggs, for example, who had the access to Tyler's cap, shoes, pants, similar build, all of that. So the reason he needs to state all this stuff for the people to hear is because he doesn't have a clear face on that camera. So it could be anybody can present Tyler Robinson's face, like clear face or blurry, but face, that he's going up that on that roof to shoot Charlie. then I'm sorry, but anything they could present could be anybody. And it's just not, it doesn't make sense. Another point that I've mentioned is very simple. If you had this video all along where you claim that it's specifically Tyler Robinson, not some other dude doing this, then why risk millions of dollars that TPUSA and all these fans that TPUSA is losing? And Erica Kirk's image that is tarnished by not putting that out. Just put it out and it's over. Put out Tyler Robinson actually shooting Charlie Kirk. And all of this mess of TPUSA Candace Owens fight is over. As simple as that. And we haven't seen that video. We've seen usual stuff, like some guy in Tyler Robinson's shirt.
Well, I mean, since when is there a bank robbery or anything that the FBI doesn't show the video?
Exactly.
I mean, why would they not, almost 8 months later, release that?
Also, Alex, I don't know if you remember. Do you remember there was a neighbor interviewed of Tyler Robinson's family? And the neighbor said, looking at all this videos that we already have with the glasses and, you know, hat and all that, she said, I couldn't recognize it. Like, it doesn't look like Tyler, you know? So this is a neighbor who watched this kid grow up, and she could not identify Tyler in that disguise or whatever you want to, like, fashion, I guess, whatever you want to call it. So it's weird. To me, it's very weird. And now they are not releasing this particular video that they say that they have of him actually taking the shot. Okay, well, I mean, okay, bro, we believe you. That's all I can say, but we have a lot of questions,
well,
right?
Let me ask you this. You've been in most of these hearings, right?
Yes.
So you're talking to the family. Somebody's following you along as this recording, since the Candace. Mm-hmm. I mean, what else is not caught on tape? Or what else have the family told you? You were saying in general they support him. I mean, what is that? What have they said to you?
Yeah. So first and foremost, this poor family is in a very bad spot. Like, you can tell that they are devastated. So they all of a sudden ended up in this weird situation where Tyler's characteristics don't add up with any of this. He's not that kid. Again, Lance Twiggs is. He's a violent kid. But Tyler doesn't know how to shoot a gun. He couldn't have shot that gun that accurately right in the jugular. It's just not possible. This is what I gather.
Well, plus the 30-06 shoots right to the throat. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, yeah. And it's very crazy to me that the gun is in Quantico. Kathy Nestor said that. We have not even seen the gun. We are right before preliminary and we have not even seen the gun. So that's really strange. That's extremely strange to me, at least. So... yeah.
Well, where do you see this going? I mean, what an incredible recording that got to Candace Owens of you talking to folks. I know somebody else recorded it. But just can you tell me what else? When you say you talk to the family quite a bit. What else there's?
Yeah,
when you say they don't buy the official story, they're very supportive of Tyler, quantify that. What else are they telling you?
So I had a friend of mine, Brandy Cicliani, with me, and she also spoke to a family member. I'm not going to say who, but the family member said only 2% of what you hear in the media is true. Now sit with that for a second. Only 2% of what you hear in the media is true.
Headline, well, Tyler Robinson family member, only 2% of what you hear in the media is true. Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. So... I mean, it tells me everything, Alex. It tells me that this family, you know, convinced Tyler that dude tells me that. Also, this weird narrative of, you know, this whole, like, him going in the police station and we don't really have the video of that and all that. I think all that was made up. And what's crazy
is
that...
Well, yeah, they certainly know the proof. I mean, all I know is my own personal show trials. I don't know if those were total show trials since I was there. They said, I peed on graves. And then they would go, who peed on graves? We don't know. Who told you? I don't know. It was all just made up. I mean, that's pretty bold to say I'm peeing. People are peeing on graves. None of it was true. But it just sounds good. You know, well, we're, you know, it's like they just do it.
Yeah. And again, like I said, this family is in a very bad spot. I mean, I could see that they, you know, they were struggling even like throughout the hearing, like they were devastated and they know that they're, you know, Tyler
didn't see Tyler, at least what I saw from this latest hearing. How did he look? How did Tyler Robinson look?
So Tyler didn't say much, and we were sitting behind him, so I could not see his face. I could only see his back. Like, that's all I could see. But we were sitting right behind the family, so that I saw plenty of. I believe there were six of them that day supporting Tyler. So, yes, and these are very nice people. I always say, like, Tyler's grandpa is a guy that, you know, like, old-fashioned American who will stop to help you on a highway if your tire is, like, blown out or something, like, even if he's rushing somewhere. That's what kind of guy he is. And, yeah, we were me, Brandy, and, like, I believe everyone likes this family, whoever had interactions with them. So it's really hard for me to see that they somehow raised a monster, you know? And, again, like, going back to the neighbor that spoke out in front of cameras, she says, well, first of all, I couldn't recognize Tyler in that clothes at all. And second, she said something very interesting. She said, what kind of people has he been hanging out with? Meaning, whatever they are telling me, that does not align with Tyler's characteristics. So he must be hanging out with some bad people. Otherwise, she would have said, yeah, well, I know that kid was trouble, you know, or something like that.
So they had no idea the official story that he's living with a tranny.
Who had no idea? Sorry.
Sounds like they had no idea the official story was happening.
No, I was talking about the neighbor, like the previous, you know,
sure,
the neighbor.
Sure, but also the neighbor, all of them, the old neighbor that never saw it, the family, all of it.
No, I don't know if family obviously knew that he was living with Twigs, but I'm talking about the neighbor who couldn't recognize Tyler on the video.
No, I knew that too. I'm just saying in general, how much of the official story lines up with what you're hearing?
Like, almost none of it. So, yeah, that's why I don't think we're going to hear anything until trial day comes. That's when defense will actually present their strategy. That's when everything that, you know, legal team has on the other side, on the prosecution side, will come up with, you know, swinging. If they have anything, I really doubt.
Sure, what are the people saying? Because I can see he set up another shooter. Obviously, Crooks had help in Pennsylvania. Obviously, there's a cover-up. It's confirmed the FBI did that from people in the cabinet meeting. But, you know, Robinson could have been part of this. I mean, we don't know. I think it's fair to investigate it all. It's very good to question, and things lean towards, you know, this being an Israeli assassination or something along those lines. I'll just say the evidence points towards that, but that's still speculative. But what's going to happen when they release the footage? The computers out there are really good at finding if something's AI. But they can also tell you if a camera shoots video off of a screen, they can do it where it's very hard to tell, but a computer can tell. I'm predicting if they shoot off a screen, which is AI, how you cover up AI is use a normal camera to shoot off a screen of AI, then they could put it out and say it's real. I'm really concerned about AI here if there is a setup going on. And then, they would...
I agree with you.
Yeah.
You know, I agree with you. I think that's what I said in a previous show, that the reason they are holding this evidence so long, I believe that if they have to go to trial, they have to present it, right? So if they have to go to trial, they will have to somehow manipulate it if they don't have
time. Sure, but I just gave the old primitive way to cover up AI. I'm told in other programs you can't distinguish because the 10 or 15 big AI companies put a watermark digitally on it. But there's other ways to find out. But I'm told if you shoot with an HD camera on a screen, they have a way to light it where you can't tell it's off that, then it makes it real. It makes it where it fools any computer. That's what I'm told by forensic video experts. So what I'm saying is there's a way to have AI you can't prove, especially when it's grainy surveillance footage. Yeah,
I believe it. I just don't know. I'm not an AI expert. I can only tell you what I hear and what I saw. And
you shoot on a regular HD camera of grainy surveillance footage that's AI, it will show no signs of AI because it's off a chip. The camera doesn't know it's looking at AI. It will take it in as pixels as real. You understand? That's how you beat AI detection. That's just one way to do it.
Wow. Yeah, that's scary. That's scary to even know. Yeah, like I said, I mean, you know, there could be a lot of things going on here. It's really weird to me how from, I believe it was day one, they told us that somehow the guy who got all these text messages and gave it to FBI, which was Lance Twiggs, was innocent. Oh, he cooperated. Goodbye. Like, let him go. Like, what? Even if he cooperated.
No, that's why Cash Patel. Listen, I'm giving you exclusive information. I say this huge exclusive. No one seems to care. Like, I just make this stuff up. I should go like a huge buildup for hours and done. Yeah. But regular folks.
Yes.
I was told by high-level TPUSA when I brought it up, hey, Cash Patel ordered a stand down. Don't investigate. Plus, what about all the accomplices that said he'll be dead tomorrow? Patel said, well, maybe they were involved. We can't prove it. We don't want to have a case lose. So we have Patel literally telling high-level TPUSA, and they're really pissed they told me this now. I'm not mad. I was trying to investigate that, oh, we can't do that because we don't think we have a conviction. Well, at least admit it, at least drag him in. Exactly. They don't want us looking at other people because they don't want us to look at who was handling him, probably as a patsy to set him up. Because it follows a pattern. Lee Harvey Oswald, McVeigh, the Unabomber, others were really just patsies.
I'm glad you mentioned McVeigh. I just had a post on my social media about it, how PatCon was going on, how FBI actually has a history of reaching
out to... Jolly and Wise, the deputy head of MKUltra, his doctor the whole time.
Yes.
Sirhan's doctor. I agree.
I mean, you
Jack
know
Jack Ruby's doctors. I mean, come on. It's just, come on.
Yes. Yes. Well, the question is, will we even see the trial? And I believe we won't. I believe that the reason Tyler Robinson got the state attorney and all this team doing what they're doing, which I believe they are extremely weak, my opinion, very weak. I watched them blubber for 20 minutes before they could actually explain to the judge what were they asking for. They are asking for the evidence. They are the stars of the show at the hearing, right? They are there to ask for the continuance and to take the cameras out. They could not articulate what kind of evidence specifically they wanted from the judge. Judge asked them like 10 times, and they had to take a recess. They took 15 minutes break to get their heads together to actually come out with a detailed explanation of what they wanted. I mean, you didn't meet before? You have a four-man team. Before you ever present yourself to judge and what you want, you did not meet and have a like some kind of meeting and bullet points written out what you're
sure,
asking
about
for?
An in-chambers meeting. Know? So clearly the whole thing is unraveling and falling apart. Yeah. And just the audio that Candace got of you interviewing the grandpa is bombshell. And I'm told from other sources there's more stuff coming. Why? I guess the family's intimidated. Why aren't they speaking out? If none of them believe that this is the official story is true, why aren't they speaking out?
Again, I believe that the defense team, again, my opinion, that the defense team is telling them, do not talk to journalists. Do not talk to them. And because they believe that if they say something, they might manipulate this story into something else. Well, can you blame them? The like 2% of what you hear is true. So it's been manipulated all the way through, and they believe this, you know? They're
also waiting to release it at trial.
Yes. They're waiting for the trial to come up and speak, I believe.
Well, I wonder if they're going to Jack Ruby or Lee Harvey Oswald, Tyler Robinson.
I don't know. I wouldn't. They are capable of almost everything. So, yeah, I would believe if Tyler Robinson, God forbid, something happens. But I could believe that one day we hear that somebody, you know, in prison killed Tyler or Tyler died from hanging or something. I don't know.
Just like Epstein. All right, Elizabeth Lane, thank you for the exclusive. Massive news. Great job. Everything. ElizabethLane.co. How else do people find you?
I have a YouTube channel, ElizabethLane.tv, and also I'm on X.
All right, well, be sure. I reached out this morning. Thanks for coming on.
Thank you.
Thanks for sending me the original report. But please reach out when you got more stuff, and great job if they're covering it. That's a dangerous assignment, so we'll pray for you.
Thank you.
All right. The War Room with Harris and Smith takes over. It's April 21st. So let me see how many days of broadcast. 22nd, 23rd, 24th, 25th, 26th, 27th, 28th, 29th, 30th. That's 9 days. We shut down the 30th currently unless there's some miracle. And I knew they were telling me after the 30th they're shutting us down. I didn't know why. I told you that like a month ago. Like, oh, it's another time he shut down. Oh, sure. Sorry we fight so hard. Sorry you support us. But now you see them saying, oh, we take over the first. The communist holiday, May 1st. May Day. How convenient. So just look for our new news site at Real Alex Jones on X and on Rumble. I'm going to be doing extra shows, separately announcing it, doing it all, talking about it all. But we're having a clean break from these guys, and they are taking over. That's why I'm not really promoting my new stuff here. It's a legal issue. It's totally separate. And we're going to fight them all the way, even if we're out of the building. Don't worry. We're so close to beating them. That's why they're panicked, why they're so desperate. But I need your support. You're the final equation in this. If you want us up here on the front lines exposing the globalists, if you want us taking on the globalists, we can't do it without you. And look, I'm not bitching. I'm not complaining. If you don't want to bet on the dog, if you don't want to bet on a dog that continues to fight as hard as they can for you, I have this pet peeve about when I'm live on air. There's this central camera right in the middle, and they just leave up the computer screen. I'm not mad. They fixed it. Thank you. I'm just going to, every time, just go right on air to it. That way, we'll just habituate not doing it. Sorry. We'll have these studios soon, so I never in 20 years ever got it done. I fail again, but I keep fighting. So, back to what I was saying. I cannot do this without you. I cannot take on the globalists without you. It's that simple. So you make the decision to support us or you don't. I'm not complaining. But in the fight against the globalists, there's nowhere like this little place right up here in Austin, Texas, where you fight the globalists. See, as the epicenter by the bad guys is the fight against the New World Order. There's nowhere that's having a bigger effect than right there because of your backing. The dog only hunts because of you. So you put your energy, your support in getting great t-shirts and great supplements and things that empower you. We'll probably put a button on the Big Lee site, the AlexJonesStore.com, just to donate straight. That way we get all the funds. But I need, in fact, we're doing that today. I'll call them, put a donation button up. We need support. I'm taking on the Paul Weiss Law Firm, Trump, the Democrats, the whole New World Order, but I got the people behind me, so I'm going to win if you back me, but it's up to you. So get a t-shirt, take advantage of the sales, get the Methylene Blue, get it all, get the limited edition InfoWars gear. If we shut down, last time you can get it. There'll still be InfoWars. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com. I fired the bad signal. It's been a long fight. I appreciate those that have supported us. I want to ask those who never bought anything, what are you thinking? It's that attitude. This is not some just regular show. This is the heart of the fight. TheAlexJonesStore.com. TheAlexJonesStore.com. All right, the ball's in your court. It's up to you. A lot of powerful interviews today. Please take them and share them. The ball's in your court now. Harrison Smith takes over now. Coming up in just the next month or so, it looks like this is finally it. They're finally going to be able to shut down InfoWars, but they won't shut you down as InfoWarriors. And that term and that name lives forever. The InfoWar lives forever. In the potential twilight of InfoWars itself as InfoWars.com, we've launched a limited edition line of the InfoWars 1776 limited edition line. A whole bunch of new shirts, a whole bunch of new hats, that are limited edition, that take a lot of the classic InfoWars shirts, this is the all-time bestseller, navy blue with red InfoWars on it, and adding on the shoulder, 1776. These are historic shirts, and they're symbols of your support and your being part of this operation and helping the operation grow and expand into the future. This is personally one of my favorite shirts in the new line. Now here's the classic InfoWars logo on a white shirt. Never done black on white. Seems like we should have. Looks great. Got the 1776 on the shoulder. You are literally funding and supporting and wearing your uniform in the fight to defeat the globalists. InfoWars is 28 years old. America is 250. And look at the back of this clean shirt. USA 250, 1776 forever. Semi-quintennial, that means 250, baby. America's birthday with badass hats as well. And then, of course, we've got the new limited edition, America at 250 years old. And the back of these shirts are amazing Americana. And I designed this, the Betsy Ross flag with 250 on it. Get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com. I'm back because I forgot one point that I want to be very clear about. This is a fundraiser. We need funds to continue on and the new operation. It's urgent. These are historic shirts. We've taken the InfoWar this far. Please take action now. For those of you who've been on the fence over body thing, DogsandStore.com, but have shared links and things, I appreciate you. But come on, folks. We're the tip of the spear. We need you. We need your support. You're the tip of the spear. Thank you so much.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.